B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Tom? How can we help you, sir?
Hey, so I've been dating this girl, Hannah, and she hasn't been getting back to me recently. Basically, we've been hanging out for like a couple of weeks, and we're supposed to have a big date like a couple weeks ago, but unfortunately, it was during the Royal Rumble, and I'm a huge wrestling nerd. Me and my friends were planning that night, and a date was on that night, so we had a date and all that stuff, and ever since then, I haven't really seen her. We haven't really contacted.
Yeah.
Part of it might have been like I've been under the weather. Like, I haven't been 100%, so I haven't got back to her till like a week later.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that, you know, with canceling plans on the fly and bringing her to like the Royal Rumble party, and also me being like under the weather, maybe that might have like affected like, maybe she moved on. Maybe she was just like, I don't know what's up with this guy. You know, I don't know.
Well, she's not into wrestling, first of all. You don't want her to be into you, my friend, because I love my wrestling too. And my wife's not a huge fan, but she knows that there are a couple of nights in the week where she has to allow me to watch what I want.
Right, right, right. I get what you're saying, though, but like, I'm hoping there could be some concessions, you know, because she's real special.
Wow, okay.
Real special.
Okay, he's feeling it.
Yeah.
So you don't think you did anything? Like, she just, maybe because you waited so long to get back to her or whatever? Is that what it is, or?
I'm kind of worried that maybe it was the whole, like, improv thing where I was just like, hey, let's just go to my buddy's party, and I didn't really tell her it was a wrestling thing.
So, yeah.
I don't know if it's like.
See, that's the thing, because the thing about wrestling fans and I'm sure when I start describing them, you're going to probably be like, yeah, those are my friends. They're not the best looking crew. They kind of look a little. They kind of look.
You're
like,
about to insult yourself. You realize that.
I don't look like a typical wrestling fan.
Okay.
Because when I put my t-shirt on, you can't see the bottom of my belly. Like, a lot of times wrestling fans put a t-shirt on, you can still see like their belly button down.
There's
grease marks on their clothes. You know, things of that nature. Not all of them.
Yeah, I got a lot of jabronis on my crew.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And I'm not talking about just the guys, even the women.
But anyway, okay.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to call her up, and we're going to let her know that, you know, that was a last-minute thing that only really happened for, well, maybe for pay-per-views, the important ones like Royal Rumble, WrestleMania.
Right, the Big Four.
Yeah, the Big Four.
He knows.
SummerSlam or Survivor Series are the other two. Anyway, so Tom, listen, I'm on your side. We're going to call her up next, okay?
Thank you.
Let's get back to the second date update on the 10th, okay? We just spoke to Tom. He's a wrestling fan. Were you happy or unhappy that Drew McIntyre won the Royal Rumble?
You know what? I was into it, though. I like the change. I like the fact that there's new blood and stuff. And you know what? The Royal Rumble was awesomely
okay.
It was awesome.
It really was. So anyway, he brought... He was supposed to go out with this girl, Hannah, and he ended up bringing her, like, last minute, kind of called a last-minute audible and brought her to his buddy's house to watch the Royal Rumble. And he thinks maybe that's why she might have been a little upset. And then, like, he got sick after that or whatever, and he said it took him a little bit to get back to her. So maybe she thinks that he's giving her kind of like a blow-off. So we're going to call her right now, hope that she picks up the phone, and smooth the situation over, all right? Stay quiet, because we're going to call her.
Hello.
Hi, is this Hannah?
Yes.
Awesome. Hannah, please do not hang up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and I can explain to you why we're calling. It's not a bad reason we're calling you, if you just give me 30 seconds. Just listen. It's real quick. It's good. The reason we're calling you is because we have your chance. If you say yes, we will reserve and pay for a date between you and a gentleman that called us. This guy likes you. He feels as if you like him. And I'm going to tell you his name, too. It's not like a setup. You're going to know who it is. He would like to take you all on a date. We're willing to pay for that date. All you got to do is show up, eat as much as you want, drink as much as you want, and see if you and this guy hit it off.
I know this person?
Okay, yes. It's a gentleman who you know each other. He gave us your phone number. He would like to take you all on a date. Tom, remember Tom, who you were going out with and hanging out with?
Yeah.
So Tom called us up.
Didn't sound very good.
Yeah, well, it didn't sound terrible. She didn't throw up
in
her mouth.
She sighed.
She sighed. A little bit of a sigh. So Tom called us up, and he said that he really, really...
Twice.
Damn. He said he has feelings for you. He really likes you, and he apologizes for calling that last-minute audible to bring you to his friend's house to watch wrestling, and he apologizes for waiting a few days to get back to you, but it's because he wasn't feeling well, and he just doesn't want you to think that he's not into you, because he's very into you, and he would love to see you again.
You know what? We're just not compatible, I don't think. I mean, I just really don't want to, air my dirty laundry, on the radio.
Is it because he told us he was he didn't get back to you for a couple weeks or whatever? Is that why? Or?
He told you that he was sick, he was laid up, he was sick or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Did he tell you why?
Did he tell? No, coronavirus?
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm not a wrestling fan. Apparently he is a huge wrestling fan. I didn't really know what the Royal Rumble was. So I go over to his house, and his friends are messing with him. You know, they're a little rambunctious, I guess, for my taste. And then all of a sudden, his friends pick him up and they do a wrestling move and throw him through this table full of feet. So there's yes, I don't know what the things are called, pile power bomb. I don't know. And so, there's food and Cheetos flying through the air.
Stop
it! He's got nacho dip all over his face and his clothes. I just thought, I don't want to be with this person. I don't want to be here.
Okay. Hey, wait, Hannah?
Hold on, Hannah. So, Tom, by the way, that sounds like the most amazing party ever. But anyway, Tom is on the phone, Hannah, and he heard what you just said.
Oh, my God. This is a
hi, Hannah. And, all right, so that's not indicative of, me, every day. That was, again, it was the Royal Rumble, okay? It's a big thing. It's, you know how it is, where it's you guys are growing up, and you have stress in your life, and you just want to be a little kid, sometimes.
I mean, it's just that. You're not just, a little serious. Kid. You're a 180-pound man.
You're a grown adult.
You can't, go through a table. Not even, this is, past frat boy behavior. This is not okay.
No, all right, so that was a joke table. That table is rigged to break. So it's one of our jokes.
Oh my God.
Yo.
So, but I did sprain my shoulder afterwards. I did
No, this is not convincing me to go back out with you. No.
Hannah, this guy sounds amazing. What's wrong with you?
I am sure that he's amazing for somebody, but he is not amazing for me.
Hannah, can you just please really think about just one date with him? You guys go out, have a nice dinner. He can explain it to you. I can even tell you right now, January, the end of March / beginning of April, August, and November are the times that you just might want to let him have man nights. Other than that, he's all yours.
Wait, but there's also Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday nights too. And
okay.
Oh my God. Goodbye.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
All right, here's the deal. Saving money and being responsible is now a reason not to want to date somebody. You'll understand what I'm talking about tomorrow morning. Check out a brand new second date update on the 10s at 7:10 on your throwback station. Get a free.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.